This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the July 21st, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I've got a good slate of songs to play for you tonight. Our theme is the live show. Every song we play tonight will be a live cut. Let's get started with a band formed in 1981 in London, the Waterboys. They were formed by a singer-songwriter named Mike Scott. One of the early members of that band was a guy named Carl Wallinger, who later left to form his own band, World Party, which had some success back in the 80s as well. This is my favorite Waterboys song. It's a live version of Fisherman's Blues, kicking off the live show here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Thank you. We're going to play a new song that you probably never heard before. You're going to hear it again. It's called Fisherman's Blues. We'll be right back.
right, let's keep going here on the live show version of the Rancho Cast. Let's go across the big pond to North Carolina, Raleigh specifically, where a band called the Backsliders was formed and played live for a long time. They have a couple of records out. This is off of an EP called From Raleigh, North Carolina. This is my favorite Backsliders song. It's called Lexington Avenue. I've played it before on the Rancho Cast because I think it's a fine song. Backsliders doing Lexington Avenue live here on the live show edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
This is one about the perils and pitfalls of living in Burbank, California.
O'clock this morning, people everywhere, we all got up to welcome in the day. I hit the pavement running, which way I did not care. That neon sign just smiled as if to say, dollars in your pockets, where's your big long limousine? When you left from Kentucky, you were big time. In that mansion on the hill, well, it's just a faded dream, buried deep in a mirror, going blind.
I can't really do a live show without doing some Allman Brothers. I'm sure you think I'm going to play one from live at the Fillmore, but I'm not. I'm going to go a year before that, and I'm going to play a song from a concert they did in 1970 in Cincinnati that was subsequently released at Live at Ludlow Garage. This is I'm Going to Move to the Outskirts of Town, some awesome, awesome blues. Let's stretch it out a little bit and play a great jam from probably my favorite band of all time. I'm going to move to the outskirts of town, live Allman Brothers from 1970 here on the Rancho Cast.
Thank you. tell you, baby, as funny as it seems, we're gonna have a dozen children. Oh, gonna look like me. Oh, when we move, yeah, way back down, way back down on the outskirts of town. Oh, well, I don't need nobody, yeah. Oh, this ain't bad. You never know.
Whenever I'm talking with friends about music and the conversation works around live records, and I get asked what are my favorite live records, I always start with the Allman Brothers at the Fillmore, Grateful Dead, Europe 72, Peter Frampton, Frampton Comes Alive. And I always mention another record that sometimes people give me funny looks, but I really like it. And that is Grand Funk Railroad's Caught in the Act, live from 1975 record. Grand Funk Railroad was formed in Flint, Michigan. They had some success in the 70s. They were somewhat subject to detractors based on the song that put them on the map were an American band, which I think is a good song. It's been overplayed. But what hasn't been overplayed is the live version of that song that I'm fixing to play off the record, Caught in the Act. It kind of takes the song to a whole new level, and you get a sense. I never saw Grand Funk Railroad live, but you get a sense that they were a pretty amazing band live. I love the intro when apparently some kids were asked what they wanted to be when they grew up, and I think it's an awesome intro to a phenomenal version of a song that you've heard before a million times, but I bet most of you have not heard this version. Let's do a little live. We're an American band here on the live show edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast. I could go on for some time about what a good song that is. Another good record that I'm not going to play a song off of tonight, but I've played it off before, is Three Dog Night's Live at the Forum. It shows that Three Dog Night was, in fact, a good live band as well. Another band that's good live that no longer exists, but Ryan Adams is still out there making music, and Caitlin Carey's out there making music as well, is Whiskey Town, who at one point replaced Uncle Tupelo for a brief time as my favorite alternative country band of all time. Whiskey Town made some really good records. Let's play one live. This is a song they did on Austin City Limits at one point, Dancing with Women at the Bar, which is my favorite Whiskey Town song of that era. But they do it a little bit different here. This is a live version again. You've probably heard the song, but unless you saw the Austin City Limits or have a copy of that concert, you probably haven't heard it done this way. Let's do a little rocked up version of Dancing with Women at the Bar, another North Carolina band, Whiskey Town.
Very much. I wonder if anybody's ever gotten up here and really blown it, and they just never showed it. This next one is another one off Stranger's Almanac, but it sounds a little different. We hope you like it.
Oh,
All right, let's go down to a place where we dwell here on the Rancho Cast, music maybe that you haven't heard before. A guy that I liked at least back in the early 90s is a guy named David Bearwald, who had previously been with the group David and David. He put out a record called Bedtime Stories in 1990, and it was a really good record. Some of the songs on there were produced along with Joni Mitchell and some folks that work with her, and really it was a good record. One of my favorite songs on that record is a song called Hello Mary. It's the fourth version. I think I like it because it reminds me of a girl I grew up with who I lost touch with, and then in 1985 I was standing at a party in Nashville, Tennessee. Somebody walks up and just randomly introduces themselves to the group I was with, and it turned out it was this girl who used to live down the street from me, Mary, and we became friends and hung out for a few months, and I lost touch with her, and then I understand she died. I don't know how, but it makes me sad. But this song always reminds me of her. But this is not the version off the record. This is a live version. It's kind of a mambo version of this record, which is a straight-up sort of folk rock song on the record, but I like the live version, too. It's a little live David Bearwald here on the live edition of the Rancho Cast doing a different version of his most excellent song, Hello Mary.
It's called Mary Mambo.
It's been a matter of time.
Another one of my favorite live records, which is a little bit hard to find, although it may be out on CD now, is Full House Aces High by the Amazing Rhythm Aces. They have another live record, which is fine, but it doesn't hold a candle to that one. It's a double record. I bought it back in the 80s in Nashville, and then I later found it on a bootleg CD. Fantastic live record, one of my favorite live records, and my favorite song on there is the live version of their song Dancing the Night Away. Here we go. Some obscure Amazing Rhythm Aces, led by my sister's neighbor, Russell Smith, phenomenal songwriter and singer, doing a live version of Dancing the Night Away from the hard-to-find, but worth-it-if-you-can record, Full House Aces High, here on the Rancho Cast.
Me like that now, but I remember walking across the bay. I should look for companionship, just gets in my way. Lights are flickering all along the shore. People dancing over there, I don't dance no more. But I remember the way you held me, all the sweet things you used to say. And we were two young lovers dancing the night away. Oh, let me see you dance. Let me see you.
Another band I like a lot is BR-549. They did a record, one of their first records, this is back in 96, I believe, called Live from Roberts, which is a place down on downtown Nashville. And this is off that live record. It's called Knoxville Girl. BR-549 here on the Rancho Cast. Thank you.
Thank you. Kind of sad. Kind of pretty. Kind of gross.
All right, let's take a minute for a little bit of tech talk, and then we'll jump back into the music. I've written in the past on my blog about climbing Blogger's Hill and why blogging's hard and the grind of writing sometimes when you don't have the muse. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I find blog writing to be very much like songwriting, and I've been a songwriter for as long as I can remember. And I go through phases with songwriting where I don't pick up a guitar or write a song for months, if not years. I think I've written one song in the last year, and I've said it before, I may be done. You know, I may just, all my songs may have come out now. I don't know. Blog writing really has been a substitute for me for songwriting, and I see a lot of similarities in the sense that sometimes I write posts that I think are going to be those 90-10 posts I write about, where you get 90% of your links from 10% of your posts, and nobody even comments on it or links to it, and there's no conversation at all. Then I write a post that I think, really, it's just something I wanted to say at the time. It was no big deal, and it takes off like wildfire, and conversations get started, and it's fun. You can't really predict it. You can't predict what songs are going to be popular. The songs that I've had recorded the most are not the songs I would have picked. I have a song called Bloodshot Eyes that I think is a number one hit for somebody. Go to Newsom.org, go to the Herb Air music page, check it out. You can hear the whole song. I think it is a phenomenal song. Nobody has recorded that song. I've got other songs I think are pretty good songs that have been recorded 2 and 3 times. You just can't predict. It's funny that way, though, because you end up finding conversations where you don't really expect them. Now, one of the things about blogging that has dawned on me over the last few weeks, and right now I'm kind of in a good place with blogging. I'm interested in it now. I've been through a couple of dry, hard spells where I didn't really have much to say, and I was sort of bored with the whole blogosphere, and I'm sure everybody goes through those phases, but I'm sort of in a good place now. I'm enjoying it. I'm getting into some good conversations with people, learning a lot. Some people are teaching me about photography, and I'm grateful for that, and it's a good place. One of the things about blogging, though, you got to keep in mind is people blog for different reasons. I blog for conversation and as a songwriting substitute, as a creative output for my non-work-related, non-family-related energies. Some people blog for conversations, and that's sort of what I do, mostly. Some people blog for business, and you know my thoughts on that. That's sort of like deciding you want to go fishing for business. It's trying to turn something into something that ain't, but that's just my take on it. Some people blog because it's their way to say what they want to say, and they're done. They toss up a post, and maybe they'll get involved in a conversation about it, but more times than not, they move on to the next one. And I think that's a mistake. I think when you do that, it's too hard because you've got to have a new post every few hours, or at least every day. I like the kind of posts people put up, and those posts take a life of their own for a while. I've tried to engage some of the people who blog a post and move on in conversations, and I never get anywhere because, again, generally speaking, once they say it, they move on. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's harder than it ought to be to do it that way. And it's not consistent with my philosophy on blogging. It happens. But the point of all this is you can write the greatest response to something that somebody puts up there, and you can try to engage them in conversations for the greater good. And if they're not into it because they've moved on, that's okay. It doesn't mean they're ignoring you. It doesn't mean that they're not interested in what you have to say. It's just not their way. And so what you have to do is find a group of people, and my group changes, grows a lot. I mean, there have been some guys like Matthew Ingram and Richard Quirin, guys like that, Doc Searles, that have been in my conversation pool for a long time. Other people come frequently, and it's wonderful. And I try to go back to those people again and again and again because those people have philosophies kind of similar to mine. And my point in all this is, you know, find people whose blogging philosophies are similar to yours and make those kind of your core group. And you can travel together and get a lot of good conversations going. And it makes it easier and more fun because blogging should not be a solitary endeavor. It just shouldn't be. It's not the purpose of the blogosphere. And I really enjoy it when we're all talking about something together. And that's just sort of my thoughts on the communal blogosphere for this late Friday night. Let's go back to the music now. I'm going to finish up with two songs. I can't do a live show without doing a Grateful Dead song, since they're probably, along with the Allman Brothers, my other favorite band of all time. But I'm not going to play one off Europe 72, even though I think Europe 72, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the absolute best live records ever. I'm going to play something a little bit different. One of my favorite Grateful Dead songs is Wharf Rat. I just love the story. I just like everything about it. And it's off Fillmore East, April 1971. It's a four-disc set. So this is, was recorded back in April of 71 at Fillmore East. This is Wharf Rat, one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs done live, here on the end run of the live show of the Rancho Cast. But stay tuned, because I think the best live song that I have in my music collection will be next, and it will finish up this edition. So first, let's listen to a little Dead here on the Rancho Cast.
Oh. live the life I should.
Pretty much every song the Dead ever did live is good, and I've got a ton of live Grateful Dead music, both off of records and off of tape shows. And I'll continue to play some of the more obscure cuts in future Rancho Cast. All right, let's end it up. I don't have a blues song, but I have a song that if some alien knocked on my door and I didn't shoot him, and we started talking, and he said to me, I want to understand your music, and I want to understand your live music, and I want you to play just one song for me, and I want to decide from that one song whether or not human beings can make good live music. I would tell him, well, I'm going to play a song for you that is off a bootleg, and it was a song recorded on November 5th, 1978. It's a song by the man we call the boss, Bruce Springsteen, doing Spirit in the Night. This is as good as live music gets. And I saw Bruce in 1978, and it was an amazing, amazing, amazing show back then. He played for 4 hours. He played once the light was turned on. He kept playing. It was the glory days of rock and roll, for sure. This is Spirit in the Night, my number one live cut ever, here on the live edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Civil Defense Network tonight. Don't touch your dial. This is not a test. Just working. I'm working here. Well, Hazy Davey got really hurt. He crawled into the lake in just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie were making love in the dirt, singing our birthday song. When Janie said, "Hey, little brother, don't you think it's time that we go?" We closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt just right.
You know, that simply couldn't be any better than it was. What a great way to end the music part of the show. Let me say a couple things. First, thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us. I say it every week, again, just because I mean it so dearly. Our listenership's growing. It's growing slow. I think we're doing something a little bit different than a lot of other podcasts, so I hope you agree. Do me a favor and tell a friend about us. If everybody who listens tells a friend about us and gets them to subscribe, you know, every week, then we'll be in good shape. So please tell somebody about us. Those of you, and I wrote a post the other day where I said nobody I know listens to music on iPod or podcasts on iPod. I still blessed, still the gospel truth, but somebody made a good point. I think it was, maybe it was Scobel, but somebody in response to that post made a good point. No, I know it was Dwight Silverman made a very good point. He said that here in Houston, we're so car centric, we don't use mass transportation much. But in the on the coast, West Coast and East Coast, a lot more people commute via trains and whatnot and listen to iPods more. So I stand a little bit corrected on that. But tell your friends about us. We need to grow a little bit if we can keep doing this. And I'm interested in doing it. I think we're getting a little better at it. And if you want to join one of the podcasts and say your piece about tech or music, let me know. I've got Skype now. I think I can figure out how to do that. It'd be kind of fun to have somebody on here with me from time to time. One quick word about the music. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter. These are low bitrate MP3s. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. I'm trying to give some good music, some exposure that doesn't get exposure on the jacked up, screwed up, messed up traditional radio stations that we suffer through these days. If you like these records, go out and buy them. You can find these songs on one record or another at Amazon or your favorite bricks and mortar. Give it a listen. Once again, thanks for listening. Check out our blog on Newsom.org, www.newsom.org. We also have an internet radio station called Rancho Radio, and last night I put up a new set, and we've got almost 18 hours of what I genuinely believe, and I'm not just saying this. I'm not sitting here selling you an ad. I think it's the best mix of music you're going to find anywhere. So go to Newsom.org and look for the link for Rancho Radio. Check it out. I think you'll like it a lot. Tell your friends about that, too. That's Kent Newsom. Thank you so much for listening. Please keep reading the blog. Leave me a comment. Tell me if you like what you hear or if you want to hear something else. We do take requests. Let us know. I'll be back in a week or so with another edition of the Rancho Cast. This is Kent Newsom saying thanks for listening.